This podcast is brought to you by Boston University School of Management, developing tomorrow's builders and leaders by fusing the art, science, and technology of business. For more information, visit bu.edu/management.
This is Jim Post. I'm a professor of business policy and law at Boston University School of Management. We are 1 year since the financial crisis hit Wall Street and the rest of the world. And in the year that's passed, there have been a number of changes. One of the most volatile areas, that inflames passions on all sides, is the area of executive compensation. There is a great deal of concern that compensation packages on Wall Street and in other executive levels are too high, and that the bonus culture that has come to be such a part of Wall Street is excessive, and there's a huge gap between Wall Street and Main Street in terms of the world of compensation. There are a number of important developments that are going on that promise to shape a new kind of environment for compensation in the years ahead. First of all, those many companies that have received federal troubled asset relief funds, or TARP money, are operating under a set of rules that the Congress established to tightly control executive compensation. In companies like Citigroup and AIG, the Department of Treasury has a special office that's overseeing the setting of compensation for the top 25 executives and creating a new compensation structure for the top 100. These will create a set of new best practices that eventually will affect other firms in the industry. In addition, we know that there is going to be public pressure on compensation, and one of the proposals in the Congress that has a great deal of support is a so-called shareholder say on pay, which would force managements to put the compensation structures in front of their shareholders for a vote, yay or nay. Obviously, a positive vote would be an endorsement of a compensation structure, and a negative vote would force the CEO and top management to go back to the drawing boards. So looking ahead in the next year, we can expect to see considerable news and, I think, activities on both of these fronts.
This podcast has been a presentation of Boston University School of Management. For additional podcasts or more information about our programs, visit bu.edu/management.